Westinghouse Broadcasting Company brings you The Sound of War, the actual sound record of World War II, 2,191 days from the time Hitler's Panzer divisions moved across the Polish borders to the ceremony of the Japanese surrender aboard the United States battleship Missouri in Tokyo Bay. World War II, the most terrible period of death and destruction in the long history of man. World War II, a drama preserved for all time through the medium of radio, an era never to be forgotten. Tonight, the music of the war. On September 1st, 1939, Nazi Panzer divisions moved across the Polish borders in what was the official beginning of World War II. It was just 6 years before the Chancellor Adolf Hitler took over the destinies of the German people. In the early days of Nazi history, there were the elite organizations that by terror and power kept in check the populace. One organization had so contributed to the death and misery that was to be World War II, that it was cited as one of the six Nazi organizations that would be placed on trial at the Nuremberg war crimes trials at the end of the war. The organization? The Sturmabteilung, the Nazi SA. The stormtrooper organization which included the masses of early Hitler followers. The SA, full of terror and pageantry. The SA, loyal and unbending. The SA, perpetrators of perhaps the worst crimes in the terrible history of the Nazi regime. You will now hear one of the most dramatic yet terrible recordings ever made. It was made in Nazi Germany a year before Hitler's legions marched into Poland. The voices belong to members of an elite SA organization known as Sturmabteilung 33. This music is not played to perpetuate the memory of Nazi Germany or glorify one of the most infamous organizations that history has ever known. Rather, they are played because it is the living sound of history. An era never to be forgotten. An era that was not a figment of the imagination. An era that did take place. You will first hear a march. It is called Heil Hitler Dir, a march in honor of the Chancellor, Adolf Hitler. Hitler. Now we are in the Reichstag in Berlin. Hitler has just asked his ministers for a declaration of war against Poland. The request is late. German armies 4.5 hours earlier had crossed into Poland and were already killing Poles and bombing their cities.
Wie ein Mann erhebt sich die Versammlung der alten Mitkämpfer Adolf Hitler.
Those assembled arise and stand to greet the arrival of the German Führer. The applause greets the Führer who has just arrived in the Kohl Opera House to address the Reichstag, which has been called an extraordinary session. We are expecting that Prime Minister Göring, in a very few moments, will open formally the session in the Reichstag.
Sieg Heil to the Führer. Reichstag is present singing the German national anthem. Deutschland, Deutschland über alles. Will be followed by the Horst Wessel song. Stormtrooper Group 33 again. They sing the Horst Wessel song.
Thank you.
now one of the popular Nazi songs of the day. It seems incongruous today that in almost hymn-like, church-like reverence, the Führer was extolled on a daily basis. You will now hear God Save Our Führer, Adolf Hitler.
Gott sei mit unserem Führer, Gott segne seine Hand, Gott schütze unsere Deutsche, als geliebtes
On April 9th, 1940, Nazi Germany invaded Norway. Five days later, British troops invaded the area around the great Norwegian city of Trondheim. But in 2 months, after being badly beaten by the well-trained forces that had tasted victory in Poland, the British retreated back to the safety of British shores. The Battle of Norway was over. Norway, now a strategic liftoff point for German air machines to strike at all of Scandinavia, British shipping, and even the home island. Norway, a home for Germany's naval and submarine fleets. Norway, a much-needed food-producing country for the German armed forces. Norway to be led by the infamous Vidkun Quisling. Norway to wait more than 5 years when they once again could hear their national anthem. On May 28, 1940, King Leopold of Belgium asked the Germans for surrender terms. Two weeks and 4 days earlier, the Nazi Panzer divisions had crossed the Belgian borders in a simultaneous attack against Luxembourg, the Netherlands, and France. As the gallant Belgians retreated behind what was supposed to be an impregnable fortress, their national anthem was played and replayed over the radio. Oh, heart of the Belgian defense was the great fortress at Ebene-Amail, called by most military experts the most fortified single stronghold in the world. Ebene-Amail fell in 36 hours. On May 27, 1940, 400,000 weary and beaten Belgian soldiers laid down their arms. King Leopold had surrendered to the Germans to avoid further bloodshed. And now the time had come for France. The France of the famed Maginot Line, the France of Marshal Foch. The France that had defended Paris in World War I with its famed army of taxicabs. On June 22, 1940, France surrendered to the Nazis. France in agony. One of the last times the French national anthem was played. Great Britain stood alone. The island empire and its dominions would await the Nazi attack. Operation Sea Lion was the code name Hitler used for the invasion of Great Britain. And defending the home islands were the men and machines of the Royal Air Force and the men and ships of the Royal Navy. The Royal Navy, all that is great and traditional within the British Empire. The Royal Navy, mistress of the seas. The Royal Navy, strong, defiant, weighty. Rule Britannia. On June 22, 1941, Germany invaded Russia. Russia, massive, silent. Russia, formerly an ally of Nazi Germany, invader of Little Finland. Russia, now attacked by Germany. Russia, to live many days with death, misery, and destruction. Russia, to be beaten and to live again. Russia, to defend its homeland and defeat the Boche. Russia, to move forward to eventual victory. And now on December 7th, 1941, the Japanese would attack Pearl Harbor, and President Franklin Delano Roosevelt would make a declaration of war. And as always, after the president makes an address, the Star-Spangled Banner.
I ask that the Congress declare that since the unprovoked and dastardly attack by Japan on Sunday, December 7th, 1941, a state of war has existed between the United States and the Japanese Empire.
Now Great Britain was joined in the fight. And along with the two great allies was the country that lives on friendly borders with the United States and with century-old ties with the mother country. The war in Europe would be over, and the Prime Minister would announce the news. And his rallying cry would as always be,
Advance Britannia! Long live the cause of freedom! God save the King!
Westinghouse Broadcasting Company has brought you Music of the War, some of the most dramatic happenings in the most terrible of all conflicts. This program was written, produced, and directed by Bud Greenspan. My name is David Perry.